I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And we keep it rolling. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We have Jeff Darlington joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. But first, Bart, tell me about DraftKings.
Yeah, download the DraftKings app and use promo code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Jeff, what it do, baby?
Yeah, let's bring him in right now, Jeff Darlington, on the Goodyear Hotline.
What it do?
I mean, talk about the talented and handsome Jeff Darlington, by the way, that in the mornings I get to enjoy seeing you in all your splendor, but now it's just because I moved back to middays. It's just a call-in now.
Remember Gorilla Glue Girl? Like, she Gorilla Glued her hair in place. Is your hair Gorilla Glue? Because it never moves, man. It's just perfect. It's never a strand out of place.
I mean, if I could, I would. I would totally get, like, perma hair and just keep it the exact same. So I don't have to mess with it.
They don't understand. You know what? Some people, Jeff, don't understand just how difficult it is to maintain the coif as well as you can. Bart comes in here. He's all disheveled, but it works for him. For you and I, we would look like, you know, we'd be bums.
My hair is organized chaos.
Yeah, it's a great way to describe this show, too.
You know, look, and it just everybody thinks I'm hungover. Act like something's wrong.
100%.
You would get an intervention, Jeff. You're saying you would get an intervention if your hair was like
friends
mine.
Would come
I
up
do.
To you
because
you got the little shadow.
People think I spent the weekend in Vegas. It's unbelievable.
Oh man, it is absolutely shame. Speaking of Vegas, we're going to make our picks for college football coming up after we talk with Jeff. But let's get to some things here, Jeff. And first and foremost, a story that you've been all over that. I think is one that there's been many storylines this offseason, but this is one that's sort of been hiding in the weeds, but is one that we're going to have to start paying attention to, and that obviously is Tua Tagovailoa, who is the starting quarterback of Miami for now, and the Deshaun Watson stuff that is hovering over this team. And, you know, Brian Flores said this to try to quell some of the chatter, but I don't think it will. First, let's hear from Brian Flores, and I'd love to get your take.
I will say that Tua is our quarterback. I think that's been the I think he's had a good training camp. I think he's made a lot of progress. I think he's made a lot of improvement, and you know, we're pleased with where he is, and he's going about his preparations for New England the way he should be, and that's where we are as a team.
So, he's our quarterback. That's where we are as a team. But still, it feels like a for now should have been added to that sentence.
You know, the difference, too. So I agree with you. I think there is a difference between Cliff Kingsbury saying Josh Rosen is our quarterback for now. Bill Belichick saying Cam Newton is our quarterback 3 months later, you know, waves him. I think the difference here is that a day before Brian Flores said that to the press, he stood in front of his team and spoke to the players and actually addressed the reports about tying Miami to a Deshaun Watson trade. And he said to them, Tua is our quarterback. That to me is more important when you are eye to eye with your players and you're telling them something. That being said, this is not to suggest or dispute the fact that the Dolphins did show interest, and quite a bit of it, in Deshaun Watson, to which, to your point, one of the most intriguing storylines by far this year is not only Tua Tagovailoa trying to become the franchise guy in Miami, but the massive repercussions if he's not, and whether that means that is where Deshaun Watson ends up. I mean, that's two huge storylines combined into one.
You know, Jeff, the crazy part about it is the fact that when you talk about Kingsbury saying it is different, you know, Kingsbury didn't select Josh Rosen. I mean, Brian Flores selected him with a pretty
good
draft pick. So how can he admit that he hasn't been able to coach this kid up in less than a year. How can he even be interested in Deshaun Watson? No matter how great Deshaun Watson is, we don't expect, you know, a team like the Jets next year to say, hey, well, we got two first-round draft picks. Let's go get Deshaun Watson, no matter how bad the kid looks.
Yeah, and there are people within the organization that feel that way, that say Tua needs time. And I'm not trying to come down on Flores for it because, quite honestly, I mean, he stood there and he did say Tua is our quarterback. But let's see what happens this year, because Chan Gailey, as the offensive coordinator, did not work out for a number of reasons. And it wasn't just Gailey. It was the fit in general. And that's also comes down the head coach. Flores does not deserve too much criticism. The guy has done a lot of really good things in Miami. But to kind of echo a little bit of your sentiment, you know, the coach hires the assistants. The coach, in this particular case, had a lot of influence on the selection of Tua. So, you know, that does come with pressure. In general, I think Flores has done a good job in Miami. And I am very curious to see how Tua works out here. It's very possible he could be the franchise guy. But to your point, that comes down on more than just Tua. That's an organizational decision.
It's Barton Hahn. We're talking with Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL insider, right now on the Goodyear Hotline. With that in mind, what are you hearing about? I mean, I know they're kind of in a holding pattern in Houston about Deshaun Watson, but our producer John Winthrop and I were talking this morning, and he even said the same thing. If he's not on the exempt list, what does Houston do? Like, do they just not play him? Is he going to take up a roster spot?
It's only $10 million.
But roster spots are so valuable in the NFL. You're just not going to play him, and he's happy not to play, and that's what they're going to do? He's just going to sit there on the roster?
It's the most expensive inactive player ever, but I think I will say at the same time, I don't like to talk about players like commodities, but when you're talking about the difference between what you'll get right now for him with 22 civil cases against him and a lingering cloud of from the NFL of what will happen from a disciplinary standpoint. And by the way, from a legal standpoint, is there going to be a grand jury indictment? What happens? We don't know. So what you can get for him before there's clarity on that and what you can get after is probably worth the investment of the salary this year. And I also understand Nick Caserio basically saying, why am I going to trade him right now when this is probably the lowest his trade value will be? Mm-hmm. There's going to be other suitors that are willing to come to the table once there is clarity on Deshaun Watson, regardless, honestly, of what that clarity is. And I think that's essentially what the Texans are sitting here saying. We'll wait. We're going to wait, and we're going to make the right deal rather than the rapid one.
Hey, Jeff, I love to stay in the AFC East because I feel like they are the most intriguing quarterback division out of all the other divisions, being that Josh Allen is only 25 years old. We're talking about Tua. Everybody loves what they've seen out of Zach Wilson, and Mac and Cheese dethroned the MVP. You know, we've been playing this little game around here on our show, and we're saying, okay, let's say 5 years from now, you know, which one of these players are still in the AFC East with their current team, and which one is hasta la vista, baby?
Well, I loved what you said. I think you were talking about, was it Get Up, maybe?
Yeah.
I think you were ranting a little bit on Mac Jones, right? Giving him his credit, but also I completely agree with your points there, which I think we see pretty often.
Hey, clip
across
that. Everybody listen, clip that. Expert agrees with me.
No, but I mean, I think there's something to be said about, like, crowning everybody in the preseason and being careful about that. He's going to see different things. So my answer to that question is Josh Allen. The reason for that is that he's already proven it more than the others. And to me, in the NFL, when you can prove it, like, I'm not even when I look at Justin Herbert, like, I think Justin Herbert is doing a great job. He seems like the type of player that has a bright future, but it was one season. Yeah. So I'm pumping the brakes on the whole MVP talk this year. His MVP odds this year are higher than Ryan Tannehill. I understand Tannehill might not be everybody's favorite quarterback, but he has proven it the past 3 years in a way that few other quarterbacks have. To me, when you talk about who's got the most potential, I get the conversation, but I need to see some reality. And for me, there's a difference between perception and reality. So I'm going with the guy who's proven it so far, and that's Josh Allen.
I'm glad you said that, because when you think about Vince Young and how he took over the league, you think about Robert Griffin III. Like, these guys didn't even make it to a second contract with their same teams. Remember, Vince Young was on the Dream Team after going to the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
Yeah, no, it's true. And he mentions Tannehill. It always makes me think of Sam Darnold. And you think about, you know, will Sam Darnold have that same fate as a Tannehill, that second team?
Yeah,
he finally figures it out. Jameis Winston, you could also put him in that category. Does Jameis Winston have that same renaissance that Tannehill had.
Mariota's on a milk cart.
Mariota's still, it's amazing.
Trubisky.
That draft.
Yeah. Trubisky.
No, he could be
he
another
looks good
one
in
too.
Buffalo.
No, there's no doubt. There's a lot of those stories that just go on and on, but then there's another player coming back from injury, and that's Dak Prescott. A week from now, we'll know what Dak Prescott looked like in his first real action since the injury. And I'm wondering from you, do you believe he's going to be 100% when he takes the field against Tom Brady on that Bucs defense? What are your expectations for him? And Bart doesn't think that they're a playoff team. He doesn't think they're going to win that division. I think they will. Bart sees the Giants winning that division. What do you see out of the Cowboys led by Dak Prescott?
Well, for starters, I'll say the one thing that a reporter should never say, which is I don't know about Dak's injury. Yeah. All I know is that people in Dallas continue to say that he looks good, that he's full go. They say it publicly. They say it privately. Dak tells them that he feels good. But honestly, I don't know. I mean, we'll see when he gets out there. The one thing I'll say about my perception of the Cowboys and why I believe that they can be really good, if that defense is improved with Dan Quinn, that's a big plus. But Dak Prescott also helps what was a really bad defense, because if you look at what they did last year without Dak, on third down specifically, they could not sustain drives. They were like bottom half of the league, like 30th in the NFL on third down conversions. The 4 years before that with Dak, they were top 10 every year. He's one of the best at sustaining drives, which keeps your defense off the field and rested. So for me, I can't stress the importance of the quarterback position enough, not just on the offense, but also on the defense. And I think that could go a long way. I understand. I'm also with you when it comes to the Cowboys. Like, show me. Don't tell me that you're going to be good. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are pieces in place that at least will make them significantly better than last year.
Yeah, of course, it's the annual thing with the Cowboys. Is this the year you're finally good again? Like, it's just been the question.
Well, the whole division.
Yeah.
Every single year with that division. Every single year we talk about that division as if it's like the best in the NFL, and every year they disappoint.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Yeah, and Bart mentioned the other day that was the division with all the young quarterbacks in it. And Daniel Jones is he's the only one left.
Yeah,
Carson Wentz isn't there anymore.
Yeah,
Haskins
truth
isn't there anymore.
Truth to truth.
It's Dak Prescott and Daniel Jones. And really, it's going to end up just being Dak Prescott. Jeff, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the last weekend where you don't have to work nearly as hard as you're going to after this.
Protect that hair.
No
put
doubt.
A shower
Thanks,
cap
God.
On it. Protect that hair.
All right, all the best.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Jeff Darlington giving us a Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Oh, it is time to bring back Lunch Money, which, if you're new to the show, it is something we started when we were just a cute little show on in New York City. 98.7 ESPN. And we started this thing as an idea of, it's lunchtime show, and we all like to dabble a little bit on some of the lines and what we're going to do with certain NFL games each week. I know every show wants to make their picks and all that, but we like to take it a little bit further.
We
like to make you some lunch money.
Yeah, we're gonna add a little drop to it. Next week we're gonna have Lunch Money, and we're gonna have the Simi from Coming to America. Please do not take my pocket change.
whatever it takes, we will certainly add to it. But we also are adding to it a personality to the show.
Mm.
Because John Winthrop, our producer, I wouldn't call him a degenerate. Like, he's not at that level yet, but he definitely is borderline. Like, he's not ready to put the house up, but you almost feel like sometimes when he talks about it,
you're
like, John, step away. Mm-hmm. Like, just, dollars are fine. Let's not get into the tens and then the 20s and the hundreds and all that stuff.
He's dropping Bitcoin on the low. We just don't know about it.
I mean, his wife, Kelly, they're about to have another kid. I mean, just, you gotta, there's two ways he can look at it.
You gotta don't invest the 529. Just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So with that in mind, we have a couple of games here that I'm looking at before we get to, and then J Dub's gonna also.
No, not J Dub. For this segment, what do we come up with?
You tell me.
What in the people in the back? My boys up in Bristol. What do we come up with? What his name is?
Did you forget already?
Yeah, I did.
Pretty sure it's just called Lunch Money.
No, John's name for this segment.
John Stradamus?
No, it was Jimmy.
Everybody forgot. Oh,
man, it was something
funny.
It was funny,
Johnny
man.
What?
It was Johnny. Oh, Johnny Pickums.
Johnny Pickums.
Johnny Pickums. Yeah, J-Dub. Johnny Pickums.
Oh, my God,
man. Not enough O's and smooth.
Okay. So, with that in mind, we have a couple of games. He's picking Clemson, Georgia, which is the big game Saturday night. That's a huge game. But I'm looking at, there's a game tonight, and of course it's on ESPN, and it's North Carolina, and I care about that because my wife is a Tar Heel. She went there, UNC. Shout out.
Bojangles.
Jeff Saturday, Vince Carter, all the family here at ESPN, North Carolina guys. So it's Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Sam Howell is one of the top quarterbacks coming back this year in college football. And this guy's averaging almost 300 yards from last year, 300 yards a game. Like this guy puts up numbers. It's a 5.5. I'm taking UNC. I'm laying the 5.5 in this game. I know it's not I'm not going out of my way here, but I feel like taking this game for that reason. So that's what I'm taking. UNC is ranked 10th. I love that. Already a top 10. Let's start climbing. So I'm taking Carolina, and I'm laying the 5.5. Bart, do you have a game that you want to do? We have a couple we can look at here. Alabama, Miami, a lot of ranked teams playing each other in week one.
Yeah, Miami.
That's an ABC game tomorrow afternoon. Alabama's laying 19.5 against Miami, who is 14th.
Yo, these spreads, man, are crazy.
You want Notre Dame, Florida State? That's a Sunday game.
Yeah, give me Notre Dame.
Notre Dame
is the gift that keeps on
giving.
They're giving
7. You want to take Notre Dame?
No, I don't want Notre Dame.
You're going to take Florida State?
Florida State, listen, this is the third year, new coach, new program, trying to turn it around. Last year, COVID kind of, shortened their season.
Right.
I think Florida State's back, baby. And listen, they're playing because Bobby Bowden passed, so they're going to play with a lot of energy, a lot of dedication.
Passion.
Man, a lot
the game
of passion.
Is at Florida State, too.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Give me Florida State.
So you
State.
Think Notre Dame ranked 9th.
Yeah.
New quarterback now.
Man,
has
any team ever in the history of college football.
Game, too, for college football.
Yeah. Has any team ever in college football ever disappointed more than Notre Dame? Every year we say, oh, they beat Clemson. Oh, they're going to win. They get in the playoffs and they get waxed.
Oh, man.
Waste a slot.
Fair enough. So let's get to it then. The biggest game of the weekend, and there's a lot of really big games on the slate, but the biggest game of the weekend will be Saturday night, again on ABC, and it's Georgia-Clemson. I mean, you're talking about number 5 team versus number 3. Clemson, all the hype, obviously, with them. Clemson's favored by 3 in this game. Now, what do we say? Johnny Pickums?
Johnny Pickums.
J-Dub, Johnny Pickums. He's saying Clemson, they've lost 3 of their last – he's done some research. 3 of their last 5 against top 10 teams, but he believes in Dabo Swinney and, of course, their new quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei.
Oh, good luck with that. We saw yesterday Ohio State starting quarterback stepping in those shoes for the first time.
All right, he's taking the Tigers, laying at 3. But he adds this, though. If you like Georgia, consider teasing the line at 3.5 and try to parlay that with the under, which is 50.5, which is the two really good defenses, by the way. So that's what Johnny Pickums is going with. He's taking Clemson. And he's laying the 3. Are you taking Georgia or Clemson in this battle? And by the way, whoever loses this game, you're against the 8-ball now.
It could be a
run to get into the playoffs.
It's tough. I think Georgia's missing one of their weapons, right? I think they're missing one of their weapons, not going to be able to play with them.
Great research.
Say it again. Pickens. Yeah, they're missing Pickens, man. So I think that's going to be tough, man. Like, when you're not fully loaded, Dabo Swinney having a whole offseason kind of game plan for you. Georgia's one of these teams that have teased us year in and year out, and they should be better than what they are. And they always let us down. With that being said, I love the underdog. Give me Georgia.
Jake Lennick, jump in here. Your thoughts on this game.
Georgia by a million, but take the 3 anyway.
Okay.
Georgia by a million? Like, you think Georgia's going to dominate this game?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because they're better.
Wow.
JT Daniels. I got all the faith in the world. Good defense, good weapons. I just think that they're ready to go. They got a lot to prove.
Okay. Well, there you go. Georgia by a million. So he's taking the three. He's taking Georgia. He's taking
Let's
the
go money line. Let's get spicy.
Can we call him Jake the Snake? I like that.
Jake the Snake.
We got Johnny Pickens and Jake the Snake.
Johnny Pickens, Jake the Snake. We get them involved, and you and I can just lay back and just collect the money. Bart will make sure that we collect, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Call me Bobby Knuckles.
Help him find his wallet over here.
Bobby Knuckles.
All right. There's your lunch money. So that's what we've got. So Carolina leaving the 5.5, laying that, right?
Florida State.
You're taking Florida State, and what is that now? What's the points on Florida State again?
I think it's 5.
You're taking the 7, and you're taking Florida State. That's Sunday night. And then we're kind of in a split here because Johnny Pickens is saying he's taking Clemson. He wants the Tigers, and he'll lay the 3. And Jake the Snake says, no, Georgia, give me the points. Mm. So that's going to be interesting to discuss next week. We'll see who wins that. Hopefully, we helped you make some lunch money. There you go. Bart and Han. And by the way, this weekend preview brought to you by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back online shopping. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation. All right. So it's Bart and Han, as I mentioned. We are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Your guy, by the way, Bart, Rex Ryan, had some choice criticism for one NFL coach. I know it's shocking that he would criticize a coach.
No, Rex.
Wait till you hear this criticism of this coach and the style of play. He's begging him, stop playing that way. Who is it? What did he say? That is coming up after Bart has this from DoorDash.
DoorDash here with the summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. You need a nightcap, $10 off. You got a cough, get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise a crush, send a gift, and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings on exclusive menu items and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with the Dash Pass and the DoorDash app and stay cool out there. Well, that's easy to do today. It feels great.
Beautiful day today.
Terms and conditions apply. Back after this. Audio Faust.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Maybe.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. You can get us on ESPN Plus, of course, if you'd like to see us. On the ESPN app, certainly as well, and Sirius XM Channel 80, if you go that way. And you can, Bart, you want to tell me about DraftKings?
Yeah, I want them. Listen, this is what I want the people to do. Mm-hmm. I want them to download the DraftKings app. Use my promo code BART. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. But you heard it from me first, man. Go ahead and get that cheese on your taco.
What's the promo code again?
BART. Don't.
You know what, though? After all that, what time is it?
Excuse me, you're supposed to get the damn gong, man.
What?
Listen, it's still preseason.
Reset that.
For us.
My bad. It's been a while.
Okay, John Stockton, throw
Take
me
it off
oop.
The screen. Take it off the screen. Okay, ready? Bart, what time is it?
Audio fouls. Oh, man, we still getting the rust off, dude.
I understand.
You know, it's still preseason for us, you know what I mean?
We have this gong. We want to use it. If you missed it earlier in the show, by the way, you can probably get it on the podcast, we hope. Bart Stradamus, the premiere of Bart Stradamus, where the gong also made its premiere as well as debut appearance on the show. And each week we'll do that.
We're going to get it smoother.
Yeah, we'll make it better. But right now, audio files, which we've done for forever. And let's begin with your guy, Rex Ryan, who you have a podcast with, don't you?
Organized Chaos.
And when can we, is the podcast available yet?
Well, we had a little podcast you can get to now. You can go check out, you know, what our season review of all the divisions.
Mm-hmm.
But more coming all right. soon.
Organized Chaos with Bart Scott and Rex Ryan. That's definitely a must listen. So is this, though. Rex Ryan discussing, this is from KJZ, discussing a system and a coach that he clearly doesn't believe in, begging Cliff Kingsbury to change his ways.
Yeah. When Cliff Kingsbury came into the league, I was like, dude, it's going to get smoked. And quite honestly, it has. Because, look, in college football, you have 100-some kids on your roster, 100 kids on your roster. So you don't care. You can go as fast as you want. You can do all this type of stuff, and you're going to wear out that defense. Well, you're wearing out your own damn defense. And so we've seen him back off on that. And quite honestly, he's grown. He's a better coach now than he was when he came into the league. Yet, let's face it, this air raid system like that he implemented, you know, from college, you had the greatest player on the planet in Patrick Mahomes, and you were 500 as a head coach at Texas Tech. Oh, and by the way, you had Baker Mayfield too. So it's like, are you kidding me? Like, this doesn't win games. It puts up yardage. It puts up all this, and I was criticized beyond belief about it. Well, see, there you go. He's Neanderthal football. Neanderthal football still wins. You better be able to do both.
Now, I know you agree with him.
Well, this is not the first time I've heard this take about, you know, Cliff Kingsbury from Rex.
And they're in a tough division. I mean, it's not like
they're in the deepest division.
You can beat up. Yeah, well, they are. Yeah. But their defense got better, though.
Yeah, their defense got better. J.J. Watt, mm-hmm. right? Buda Baker, Isaiah Simmons the year before.
Got to keep Chandler Jones happy.
My pick for defensive rookie of the year, Zavian Collins. You know what I'm saying? I got him being, you know, over Michael Parsons. But with that being said, we saw this happen with Chip Kelly. Right? Chip Kelly, right? Getting his guys out there. The problem is when you're throwing the ball, you're trying to run it and not let time come off the clock. What happens is you can probably put your defense back on the field with only a minute and a half of real time taken off the clock, opposed to, you know, maybe 5 minutes of real time for them to rest. Eventually, your defense breaks down, and it's the law of diminishing returns. An old guy like J.J. Watt, an old guy like Chandler Jones, that puts them at risk to getting their snap count up too much. You never want to see your defense have more than 80 snaps in a game. That's how you know it was a bad game, and it wasn't complimentary football, right? You know, we used to have this saying that when that used to happen to us, when guys would come out and, you know, Calvin Pace, we buy ourselves today, boys. Just the defense. Just us. They don't care about us.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that place.
Yeah, you want to be a place where you play complimentary football.
We all talk about it. I mean, was there seven coaches, right? Seven new coaches this year?
Yeah.
So how many, you know, every year there's always a turnover.
About five getting fired.
What is the future?
Five coaches getting fired somewhere.
What is the future of Cliff Kingsbury? And then, of course, of Kyler Murray in Arizona. That's a season and a story to certainly watch. But that's a tough division, no doubt about it. Okay, we continue. Audio files. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott to the Mets. This story happened.
Streaking. Oh, no.
Well, yeah. No, they're playing well on the field right now. But issues continue to deal off the field. So the fan thing gets out of the way with the thumbs down. Now it's thumbs up. Everybody's happy. But then another issue with their interim GM, Zach Scott, who earlier this week it was a big story.
No relation.
He was found by police asleep at the wheel at a traffic light and arrested for DUI. And this is after an event that was at the owner's house, Steve Cohen, earlier that evening. He was put on administrative leave. Now, remember, the guy he's replacing is also fired after he had sexual misconduct issues.
Yeah,
so, man. You know, for the Mets, it's like for Sandy Alderson, you got to hire the right people. And I mean, he's got obviously some guys with some character issues and some other issues certainly as well. So that drama continues to chase the Mets, which asks you, you know, where Buster Olney then discussed the future, what needs to be done for the Mets going forward, because these stories are what keep you saying, well, it's just the Mets and we all shrug it off.
To me, if you're Steve Cohen is the owner at this point, you can be conscience-free in whatever decision you make. And if he cleaned house from top to bottom, you couldn't blame him. I mean, I couldn't think tonight of a more unprecedented, disastrous first year
than what he's had as owner. I mean, think about it. You know, Sandy Alderson comes in as team president. They try to hire a number of experienced people, you know, guys who've done this job before. They all said no. Then they hire Jared Porter. He gets banned for sexual harassment. The guy who replaces him, Zach Scott, is found allegedly, you know, asleep in his car at 4:17 in the morning in White Plains, and according to police, refuses a breathalyzer. And if you're Steve Cohen here, like, who are you trusting?
I mean, Barry, it's Sandy Alderson was the guy that you were trusting. Yeah. That's who Steve Cohen trusted. Brought him back, had him put him in charge of the organization, not as a GM this time, but as team president. Hire people, bring in the right staff, and let's get this thing in the right direction. And for the Mets, it looked like it was going in the right direction for most of the season, but obviously things have really fallen, gone completely the other way to a point where it's reached where the fans are mad at the team, the players are mad at the fans. You still have controversy going on with that organization. Steve Cohen in his first season as owner, who was supposed to change the culture there. Well, as Buster said, it might be time to just – now you've had a full year in the league.
You can hire me as culture coach.
Erase –
ain't that how to do it in when Houston got there?
I still think Theo Epstein's the guy. I still think you find a way.
I've been saying that.
You find a way. You got to get –
Write a check. Sometimes it's not about – the player that you do that changes your organization. Sometimes it's the management.
But Sandy Alderson, like, he's been in the league a long time, but you got to know who you're hiring.
But he's an old meathead.
You got to know the people that you're bringing in, and that's the most important part, because once you get that set in place, then everything else, you have talent on the team.
But I ask you this,
obviously, Jacob DeGrom's injury has really set them back big time.
And Syndergaard, right? But I also ask you this.
You have talent here, though, but the circus just keeps happening.
Well, I ask you this. What responsibility does Steve Cohen have for serving guys drinks at his at that many drinks at his house?
I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there because
the party ended.
You expect people to be responsible.
That wasn't a party that went deep into the night. That was something that he was found like hours later. So you can't assess that happened at his house and nobody, you know. First of all, you're also a grown man. You're responsible for your actions.
Yeah, that's true. But we say that sometimes about players as well, man. We have things like player protecting the life and world of Uber. I don't understand why you would ever get behind
Major League Baseball
a car with after consuming alcohol.
Now, again, you hope Zach Scott is if he's got some issues he's got to deal with. You hope he certainly finds help doing that. But on administrative leave right now with the Mets, and the Mets certainly find themselves now at the end of the season still trying to change the karma with that team. And you thought the owner Steve Cohen was able to do that. All right, that's Audio Files, Barton Hahn. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. More baseball to discuss, because coming up, when the dust settles, Bart, can you believe that it could be the Baltimore Orioles who will decide the American League East? Oh. And in fact, they might have already. An amazing stat going into a weekend with a huge – what do you want? You keep pointing to
the
screen.
I want you to hit Law and Order, damn it.
This is too much to move around.
You're teasing the hell out of this segment, man. Teasing the hell out of this segment.
An amazing stat about a big series this weekend involving the worst team in baseball. We will discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, we take you into the weekend. And speaking of the weekend, Bart, we've got we're in September, which means the last month of baseball, right? Going into the playoffs. So you've got some matchups. I'll tell you what, Giants-Dodgers this weekend. Talk about the National League West.
Huge.
Huge. You're talking about two teams now tied at the top, 85 and 49, and they face each other. And Sunday night baseball, that's a big one to watch on Sunday night. A great weekend that
we get more
have.
A-Rod?
Of course. Yes. Sunday night baseball preview brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. Shop the impressive Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G and Z Flip 3 5G at Samsung.com. So that's one game, but that's one series to watch this weekend. Huge. But I got to be honest with you. You're going to think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. Yankees-Orioles is a critical series.
Is Gleyber playing?
Why do you – you know what? Honestly, you ask me questions, and it's just like I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. It just turns into like where you just ask me random questions out of the but here's why it's an important series.
Yeah.
Because – and I give credit to Hembo, who is Greeny's producer, who puts this stuff together. And they opened the show with this, and I was fascinated by it as a Yankees fan. The Rays have really – they eat against the bad teams. And the Yankees used to do that too. They used to always pad their schedule by just beating bad teams. Yeah. So the Rays are 18-1 against Baltimore this year. They're done playing them. Baltimore's the worst team in baseball.
Yes.
The Yankees, though, so far, 8-5 against them. You take away those records, the Yankees and Rays have essentially the same winning percentage. Yeah. Against everybody else.
Yeah.
So the Orioles have really been that the fuel to the Rays dominating the American League East.
Mm-hmm.
So the Yankees still have six games left against them. Now, they can't make up the ground entirely, but they can a little bit. Six games left, including three this weekend. They have to sweep them all. They got to sweep them here. They got to sweep them the second time they play them. They have to have any shot at winning the division or try to. It still seems like a long shot, but that's what makes this weekend series important. Even though they're playing the worst team, they got to sweep them. Have to.
Right. I mean, you look at
must win.
You look at the Mets. The Mets are in the same situation, right? They're playing the Marlins, then they have the Nationals, and then they have the Marlins again. So if they're going to create any space or gain any ground, it's going to be off the bad teams. But that's what good teams do, right? They beat the bad teams and they split with the good ones.
Yeah, I mean, look, and if they even just do that, the Yankees can at least do that and try to just get a little closer to the Rays. Makes it interesting because Gerrit Cole just showed you, okay, he can win you a wild card. 100% can win you a wild card.
Then what?
But then you worry about only having him once in a division series where you'd love to have him twice if necessary. So I'll be watching that this weekend. Of course, Giants, Dodgers as well. Our last weekend without the NFL. But I got to, you know what? I also got to throw this in here, Bart. What's Trey Young doing? So Drake puts out another album.
Yep.
And that got everybody's attention.
Going against Kanye, yep.
And Trey Young tweets this. I need to get a ruling. Trey Young said, yo, when are we going to say Drake has passed Hove, meaning Jay-Z?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but, you know, you got to understand, to him, Drake is this generation's Hove to him. Drake just won, like, the
– he's getting killed for this,
he just got the MC of the decade, though, right? So, you know, he did get that. He has dominated the last 10 years.
This is all time.
But listen, this is young dudes that don't really know much about Hove. He don't know about Blueprint. He don't know about all those stuff, you know what I mean? So, like, he's just going from what he sees. So, you know, sometimes, you know, the young just don't understand. They misspeak. I'm sure somebody will have to educate him a little bit more. And it sounds like he's getting an education right now.
No, yeah. He's definitely feeling it. He's having some fun with it, too. But that's always been the thing when we talk about music. So, again, no NFL this weekend for the last time until we get to the Super Bowl. So, you know, but you do have college, and there's some big college games this weekend. You got a whole bunch of games on ABC tomorrow. This should be a lot of fun. North Carolina tonight against Virginia Tech on ESPN tonight. So we get the college football season underway. But I thought Bartstradamus for a premiere, I thought it worked.
Get some kinks out.
And now we will see, you know, if some of your predictions, and they were some bold predictions, mm-hmm. come true. And anybody that missed that or any other part of the show, you can find our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, both hours of the show. And, oh, by the way, in a couple of weeks, there'll be a little more time for us on the air. And
I'll be watching Shang-Chi this week, too. Marvel's new movie.
But this addition to the show is my favorite, and that, of course, is the gong.
I holla.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.